Hey guys, it's Tiki
and Walter,
and we are here with Real Ghost Stories
by Real People.
And as promised, we are back. We don't want to go too far and too few because we haven't been on here in a while, so we're going to make up. But right now what we're doing are we are telling ghost stories from different states, and if you're listening from that state, leave us a message. Let us know something we've missed. Let us know something that you can tell us, your own personal stories. And right now, well, we just did Haunted Delaware, so go listen to that. And Walter picked ghost stories from Pennsylvania, which is, what, about 10 minutes from here? Not 10 minutes. Like, I'd say a good 30. Half an hour. Yeah, about 30 minutes. 25 minutes from here. So, we're going to go with Pennsylvania. So, we're going to start with Abington, Pennsylvania. Abington Presbyterian Church. There is a small child ghost that is spotted. It is known that the graveyard was removed to build the church in 1779, and they moved the graveyard next to the church. People have seen the child in the windows at night and in the church, and some people have seen it while praying at church. What's this one? Academia. Being right beside a cemetery, the old school for girls, is pretty creepy. Rumor was that the gardener killed some girls and hid their bodies. It is said that if you go there at night, you will be chased out by ghosts and your car will have trouble starting. It is also said that when you are leaving, you will see the gardener's ghost sitting on the steps of the church by the cemetery. Reports of a girl singing.
No.
Why do they always got to stop your car from going? Like, dude, they want you to see it.
I don't want to see no gardener. He was not a happy man in life. He probably didn't make much.
When people say gardener, I think of Filch on Harry Potter. Not Filch. What's his name? Who had that cat?
Filch.
I think of him. He just looks like a mean gardener. Just like a caretaker. Like, I don't like those. Man, them creepy ones. So then there's another place in Academia.
Filch's head with a...
Juanita County, if I'm saying that right. The old girls' school damaged by the fire in the 1800s. Eerie things happen here at night. Lights flicker, strange sounds, presence felt, etc. In Academia again, old girl school, destroyed by the fire in the 1800s, reports of a little girl crying and sobbing, reports of sickening feelings felt, reports of a man dressed in black, reports of cars not starting, see? Reports of dogs with red demon eyes, wow.
Those are hellhounds.
I don't want to see nothing like that. No red demon eyes looking at me.
On a dog's body. I'm already petrified of dogs.
Now you said petrified.
An extra air to the fridge, like the fright.
Now we're doing Allegheny. I heard of Allegheny, Pennsylvania. Cumberville Hotel. The spirit has said that he is cold and forever in the confines of this building. I do not know the Cumberville Hotel history. Date built and original purpose. I do know that there is one very needy spirit in there. Wow. The Allegheny, again in Allegheny. North Park, Old Mill Road, Gravity Hill. At the stop sign closest to the North Park golf course, you are on a hill going down. But when you stop at the stop sign and put your car in neutral, you'll actually go back up the hill instead of drifting down the hill. I haven't heard of any reasons why this happens. You hear that? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to drift down. You're going backwards. I ain't with that. Cause what you mean? What is that happening for? Huh? Like a wave. Like something happened.
You know why it's happening.
Why?
It's a specter. A spook from the great beyond.
Anyway, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Cedar Crest College. The ghost of a girl that committed suicide there haunts Butts Hall.
Butts?
You heard of that? Allentown again. Cedar Crest College. Wow, Butts Hall. Many times, students claim there is a ghost that they have named Wanda. The story goes that a girl supposedly hung herself in the stairway. Although officials at the college refuse to talk about what really might have happened, many students living in the dorm complain about being locked out of their rooms, alarm clocks going off for no reason, objects being moved, and hearing strange noises. It is said that if you see her, she has no facial features. Allentown, Pennsylvania again. Constitution Drive. Reports of an apparition of a man that walks with two dogs that have had red glowing eyes, believed to be the owner of the dogs. He was run over by a train, losing a leg and bleeding to death.
He was run over?
By a train, losing his leg and bleeding to death. That's what he got. First of all, is that the only thing that happened to him, being hit by a train? All he did was lose his leg? You would imagine him being smashed up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Allentown again. Good Shepherd Home. Elevators open and close, and spirits come by dressed in clothes of the person, religion, who has just recently died. It is also said that the ghost of Mother Raker haunts the hallways because the place used to be an orphanage. Mm. I wouldn't even want to visit nothing like that, because it don't sound like Mother Raker was a nice woman.
No, her name don't make her feel like she was lovely. It don't. Mother Raker. You come in and rake them over the coals.
Why did I know you was going
to... Mother Raker.
It just... Stop.
I feel like she wanted you to call her mother, just not even Raker. Like, when she came into a room, like... You had to judge, you're not having cold porridge today.
We were having hot porridge.
No, you're not having hot porridge today.
And it was
cold,
like,
cold porridge. Mm. If you don't clean this room, you'll have no porridge. And then you gotta be like, yes, mother. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Oh my God, stop.
I know what you got planned. You and mother.
That's a shame. Mother Raker. But anyway, moving on. Allentown, Hamilton Street. The ghost of a young woman walks down the street late at night near the area where the old Hess's building had been. It is said she was struck and killed by a car when she attempted to cross the street during the 60s. She stands late at night with a vacant look in her eyes.
Ooh, that's that type of Resurrection Mary type deal. I could do that.
She stands late at night with a vacant look. How are you that close where you see the vacant look in her eyes?
That means she close to the
window. It's just pulsating. It's just like calling out to you.
Like vacant is like when you a nut. Empty. And you just looking. Like she ain't even staring at you. She just vacant. Like she looking through you.
Don't do that. I just get a creepy feeling. I just
you
get a creepy.
Help?
No, you wouldn't.
You know I wouldn't. I don't even want to see her face. As soon as we see her standing off in the distance, and I notice that you still driving, like you gonna go to pass her, I'm gonna get down in the seat where the floor at, or I'm gonna turn my whole body to face you. I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to see no face. I don't want to see no eyes. The eyes are the window to the soul. And I don't want her looking into my soul. And I don't want to look into hers. Wow. She's a ghost.
Well. Moving on. Hamilton Street again. Magic tree.
Oh.
People have claimed to have seen strange lights fly in the sky around the tree. And the entire area has a sense that something's happened there. One student took a picture of the tree and the face of an old man appeared in the image.
That doesn't sound like magic. Like, I was so excited. I thought it was a tree and you go there and you grant your wishes or you get some magic. But instead, it's just a tree that has UFOs and an old ghostly figure. They should name it Old Man's Tree.
So another one, Allentown, King George Inn. Believed to be haunted by the ghost named Charlie, who likes to bother people working in the kitchen, drops utensils, and moves things around. That's not too bad. King George's Inn again in Allentown. Several ghosts reportedly haunt this place. A woman and a young child can be seen in the basement, along with a man wearing Revolutionary War-type clothing. but an employee's account. By an employee's account, a ghost hunter asked to spend the night alone there once. In the morning, the owner returned to find the ghost hunter's equipment, but the ghost hunter was never seen afterwards. Oh, no. That don't even sound like someplace I even want to visit. I don't even want to park in front of it. I don't like that. What you mean? Where did the ghost hunter go? And why is it that nobody found this ghost hunter? And why is it now that nobody found the ghost hunter that the place is still open?
Okay, where's my loved one? Because are you telling me the ghost hunter was not loved? Family members that were going to continue to ask questions?
Cause yes.
I don't believe, my first rational thought is not a ghost. Some kidnapping. The place that he was visiting had something to do with it. What are the cameras saying? Where are his organs?
What? Where is his organs? They know they took that man's organs. Allentown, Magnolia's Vineyard Restaurant. The ghost of a young woman haunts this building. That's all they said. That's all they had to say about that. Allentown again, Mosser Elementary School. See?
Oh, my child can't be exposed.
There are complaints of a shadow to walk up and down the stairwells, mostly on the second floor stairways. There are noises and screams that students have here, mostly on the third floor. People say a girl jumped out of the third floor window and haunts the school ever since. This activity mostly happens at night. See, the school's closed.
And the students leave, and that's the faculty's big problem. So I'm not dealing with that either as a teacher. I gotta run around here deal with these kids all day. And then as I'm trying to grade these dysfunctional ass papers, you mean to tell me I gotta hear screams and shadows?
Mm-mm.
And the principal think he gonna leave? Mm-mm. Come up here to my classroom and sit with me, Principal Dean.
Okay, we're moving on from there. Allentown to Allenwood. Ordinance behind the prison. Long windy road filled with old cemeteries where some inmates were buried. Bunkers where inmates had to stay. Presence are felt. Glimpse of light seen. Feelings of being watched. Okay. Altoona, Baker Mansion. This mansion is said to be haunted by the matriarch of the family. There is a wedding dress in a glass case that is said to move on its own, especially around Halloween and full moons. Tours are given, and during the Halloween season, midnight tours. Some say they have seen the woman that roams the house.
They need to take that dress and give it to Lorraine Lauren Warren's people to put inside that shop that they got, because I don't want it in my house. Okay. I don't like when people play along with spirits and allow them to dominate the house you're paying for. Okay? Perhaps at one time it was yours. And forgive me for feeling entitled when I'm the one that the landlord comes looking for. This house ain't gonna run on its own. If I walked out of here today and the landlord couldn't sell it and it just became shabby, they're gonna, you know, remove all that stuff anyway and run it down and it'd just be land. And if you got enough sense to have a problem with me redecorating the house, then that means you're an intelligent spirit. That means you know if they knock it down, it's nothing but dirt. You can see it. Your house is gone. Okay, so just chill out, mate. I'm the one paying for the place.
Wow. Okay. Altoona.
I don't want to in my house walking up and down.
Horseshoe Curve.
What is that? Why would I go to a place called that?
In the tunnel, if you flash your lights there 3 times and shut everything off, you can hear people laughing and shadows of people walking beside your car.
First off, it's a tunnel?
Yeah, I'm not
like going. How deep is the tunnel?
It didn't say.
It can't be that long. It probably got to be like, you know, like a one.
Well, it don't matter. They don't want to be laughing.
I'm not turning off my lights anyway, because that could cause a car accident if it's that long of a tunnel. But if it's one of them short tunnels that, you know, you just go under and it'd be dark like for a split.
But what if some car comes along and don't see you? So that's dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Altoona again, Lakemont Park. At the completion of the roller coaster, a maintenance worker was killed by a coaster car during a test run. To this day, people say they see him working on the track while they are riding the roller coaster.
Brother, first off, you're going to give me 2 heart attacks. One, because there's a man on the track while I'm on the roller coaster and we're going to smack him. And 2, because why in the hell are you working on the track? Is the track broke? We are about to die either way, because when we hit, well, either he's about to be smashed beneath our momentum, or
well,
either way, when I get off, you got money to cut my check, especially if I ain't the only one seeing him. If they didn't see it on camera or couldn't prove it or not, all it takes is 5 or 6 other people to have seen what I saw, and you're gonna do something.
So Altoona again, Sinking Valley.
I'm not going with
Fort Robideau. Legend says a guard was guarding the fort when an Indian attacked and killed him. They also found the body of a young boy and the boy's dog. The fort is farther down the road and off to the right. This is reconstructed fort of the original. Road to the fort, there are two fields on each side of the road on the right. That's what it says. Wait a minute.
I want to know more about the boy and his dog. Like,
what, it didn't
like
say that. It said...
What time frame was that? Like, I'm sure he didn't die around
the On table. The right, the side of the road, there are telephone poles. Sit at the third pole at dark and look straight ahead. There, a guard of the fort was killed, and he still patrols to this day. The guard is a black shadow. Also, you can hear a young child's laughter and a dog barking. The dog is white ball of fog that appears out of nowhere.
A white ball of fog.
Like, I ain't with that.
See a guard walking back and forth. Come on now. Those are imprints. Those aren't intelligent hauntings.
Okay, I'll tune in again. What's this? Wapsinock Mountain in Beulah Road. Mm. This legend is a cross between the spectral hitchhiker stories you have heard before and the sort of Resurrection Mary type tales familiar to the Chicago area. Mm. The ghost of the white lady still walks at night. For historical background, there used to be a hotel at the top of the Wapsinock Mountain that was a fairly common getaway for people in Altoona. The Wapsinock Hotel and famous lookout burned in the early part of the 20th century and was never rebuilt. In fact, at one time it was serviced by a narrow gauge railroad known as the Alley Poplar. Although it has nothing to do with this tale, the road heading up to the Wapsie Lookout, as it is known, is now Juanita Gap Road in Altoona. The road is a treacherous one, bearing a curve known as the Devil's Elbow, which has been the scene of many accidents. Apparently, in the early part of the century, a couple was married and was heading to the hotel at the lookout for their honeymoon. I know nothing of the further... of the father chasing them, which is related to the Ebensburg tale you have given. This person... The legend goes that they were both from Altoona and were heading up to the road leading to the hotel when the carriage went over the edge, rounding the Devil's Elbow. Both were apparently killed, but the body of the husband was never recovered. Since then, travelers on the road have encountered the specter of a woman in white, sometimes seen to be carrying a candle, who apparently to be looking for something. Variations on the tale have her waylaying young men and looking them over to see if they are her husband, or hitching rides with young men headed for the top of the mountain and then disappearing near the Devil's Elbow. Apparently, this spirit has also been seen on the road leading up the mountain where the lookout can be accessed from the other direction, Buckhorn Mountain. And she is also known as the White Lady of the Buckhorn, as well as the White Lady of Wapsinock. The site of the old hotel now is littered with television and radio towers and is still sort of a lover's lane spot for a lot of folks. Apparently, some of the technicians at the towers have reported seeing her, but the most recent account, late 1990s, involved a man who offered her a ride. She apparently got into the car and he could not see her in the rearview mirror, but could see her when he turned around. She said nothing to him and disappeared at the Devil's Elbow. Much like Resurrection Mary, it is a difficult tale to dispute since it has occurred so often, too many times, people over such a long stretch of time. Although the historical tales are sketchy and no one knows who she was or when the accident actually took place, if you ever get a chance to get to this area, take a trip on either road and you may get a chance to run into her. Wow. I don't want to run into her. Not on nothing called the Devil's Elbow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that name.
You took the word right out of my mouth because that's what I was going to go for. What the hell I look like riding on the Devil's Elbow?
Yes, I don't like that.
That don't even sound cute.
I can see myself moving slow as hell.
Yeah,
I would be moving so slow.
How do I know that the elbow will hold up? Okay, I'm good.
All them accidents and whatnot. And she looking. Yeah,
I don't
no.
Like taking,
and I can't give you no ride.
You ain't getting in this car no way.
I wonder if she did get in the car. Me and you was in the car driving.
When I told you I would get right in that floor seat, I am not playing. I don't care if you let her in the back seat and she look normal. I'm getting right in the floor seat. She's going to be looking at me. It's going to be hella awkward. It's going to be awkward because I'm getting down in that floor And she looking at you like, what in the hell's wrong with him?
I said, don't ask me nothing. I gotta get out of here. I was just thinking, I would just stop the car.
Get out.
I would just stop. I can't
go. Oh, no. I believe in that type of situation where my anxiety kick in. I'm going to start screaming, get out. And it's going to start real low, and then it's just going to get louder and louder. I'm not going to move.
I'm going to get out.
At least I'm get out.
I'm going to just get out. I'm going to get out the car. I'm sorry. You would scare me to the point it would be like, I'm getting out.
Okay, you get out the car and get on the road, and you stop that car, and she's just still sitting there. I am going to get hysterical. If we make it out of there, that's going to be a hell of a story to tell.
Yes.
The laugh that is going to come out of you years after that happened.
No, it would take years. It would take years because I would be so scared not even knowing if she done followed us here. Like, I would just be so paranoid. No.
After I get done screaming for her to get out, she realized that I'm having an episode.
You think she's going to get out?
Yeah. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. That's not fear. Okay. That's anxiety. Let that social angst kick up. Huh?
Now we're in Ambridge, Pennsylvania, Good Samaritan Catholic School.
Nope.
This school is now abandoned. A few years back, reports of red eyes seen in the cafeteria, and one time a face was seen in the girls' bathroom.
I believe it. Amity Hall. Catholic churches always was like,
is that the same place? Oh, it says Amity Hall, no trespassing. Amity Hall Hotel. This hotel has been standing since the 1800s. There were a few horrifying events that took place here. Two children were killed in the attic area, where the blood stain can still be seen. An unexplained explosion killed many that haunt the place. A ghost of a woman that was beaten to death by her husband stands at the top of the second floor stairs and is reported to not like men. And it says no trespassing.
That mean they can't play that. You think she have a problem with
that? Yeah, she said no men. Go there.
But come on.
She probably go crazy. What if she let out a scream?
I think they have breed energy, and I don't think I have like a very masculine energy. So I don't think she would be like it'd be like, calm down, Mr. Sister. Like, you have no worries.
You're so barking up the wrong tree right there.
I wouldn't like that. I feel for you, sweet baby.
Okay, Banning, Pennsylvania. Alliance Furnace. This was one of the last remaining iron furnaces in the eastern United States. Legend has it that an old settler who had gambled away all of his money came home one night and could not feed his dogs. He took them off on a wild chase in which he led them to the iron furnace. He then burned them alive. On a clear fall night, one can hear the squealing of the dogs being in the furnace.
He said, and it made no sense for me to give them away. Nobody would take care of them the way I could if I had them.
So he put them in a furnace?
Even though I can't, obviously.
You cremated them, yet they were alive.
Okay, you just, come on, but guys, we're going on one crazy run through the backfields, and they just running for hours.
Wow.
So they was tuckered out, and then he just said, get in. Was the furnace already stoked and going?
I think.
How the hell did you get them dogs in there? You had to pick them up and throw them in one by one.
That's probably what he did. Now we're going to move on to Pennsylvania. Barting Brook, Pennsylvania, Benson Home. There are several hauntings at this location. They all circulate around an old home from the 1800s in the mountains of northern Pennsylvania. One ghost is of someone who has the ethnic features, somewhat of a servant, looking perhaps a black servant, not sure. This is a torso head apparition. The living residents of the house heard a party going on downstairs. Wishing to investigate, they head down the stairs. The house had a sealed-up staircase. It had its own room. When they got to the door, they could hear people talking and smell coffee. And they opened the door. The smell and sound disappeared. It reappeared when they returned to their beds. Party. That happened at our house before. Bartonville International Eatery. In the early 90s, the site of a female apparition was sighted walking into the kitchen. The desk was also said to contain a spirit which opened and closed drawers. The building is now Dale's Coffee Bar. I would go right in there and say, do you know the history of this place? Why people in there eating, just being drawling. They would be so, I bet I had so many people freaked out just going there. A lot of people, so you done changed the name. And I would say it. No, Bartonsville. This is International Eatery.
This is not. Young.
Okay, we're going to go to Beaver. Beaver, Pennsylvania. Brighttown Township, Mudlick Hollow.
I'm not going.
It is said that in the 1800s, Tragedy struck when a young newlywed couple was riding their horse-drawn buggy through the hollow. On their way home after their wedding, a small animal is said to have darted out of the woods, spooking the horses and causing the buggy to roll off the road into the creek. The bride died from a broken neck, and the groom was pinned under the horse, who had become lame, and slowly died next to his new bride. It is said by many locals that on a very dark night, a fog creeps up into the road, which is more of a dirt lane, and you can hear a horse-drawn buggy fast approaching behind you. But before it comes upon you, there is a crash, a scream, then all is silent, and the fog vanishes. Wow, that's an app. That's the life they have to live. Imprint. Yeah, that's a shame.
That's not an intelligent ghost. That's not their spirits. That's just an imprint of what happened.
Well, then, Beaverdale, Pennsylvania, Heather's Pool Hall. Not too long ago, a girl was raped and murdered on the steps of the pool hall because of drugs. And if you walk up those steps, you will get a cold chill and you will walk away high. What?
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 What did it say?
You will walk away high. I bet
what
people
kind
just...
of high?
High. It didn't say what kind. It just said high. You probably just be high. And you just... Well, first of all, I know people, especially teenagers, are going there just to feel high. Wow, this kind of messes that. Heather's Pool Hall. Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Summer Cut Bridge. Legend has it that a woman's car went off this bridge on a rainy night and she died. Late at night on a rainy night, if you go down on the train tracks where her car landed and stand there in the darkness, you can see her walking down the train tracks in a white dress. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not getting out my car, going down no hill to no train tracks where she died and then watch in the darkness.
Have you ever seen a ghost walking?
No. Bedford, Pennsylvania. Bedford Springs Hotel. On taking photographs of this historic site, various forms of ghostly images appear throughout the hotel. Bedford, Pennsylvania. Jean Bonnet Inn. Reports of a cold spots, strange lights showing up on film and apparitions. Okay. Bedford. John Bonnet Tavern. The first floor was originally a French outpost in the 1740s. By 1758, General Forbes had used it as an impromptu HQ during his expedition to take Dunsquins. I don't know. It was there that he supposedly had a French spy hanged. During the early 1760s, it became a tavern, with a second story added. This was then used as a frontier courtroom where several people were hanged. These restless spirits are responsible for a multitude of supernatural activities at the inn. Beach Creek. First Corner Restaurant. Back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, the owner of the restaurant, Mr. First, died in a fire in his barn while trying to save his animals. Mr. First enjoys smoking cigars, and staff at the restaurant say that when most of the customers are gone, you can smell cigar smoke, or chairs will move around on their own. People stay in the first corner bed, bed and breakfast, also say you can smell smoke and hear someone walking up and down the halls when no one is. One of the waitresses has even said once she has locked the door and had gone over and it was unlocked. Wow. Benango County, Pittsville. When you are camping there, you can hear voices in your pillow. And what? In your pillow. And you can hear
what
girls.
What kind of stuff is that?
And you can hear girls and babies screaming or crying all around you.
Oh my God, we're all
and
the
no
kids.
One no one will be around your campsite. You can also see and hear things getting thrown and things disappear until you leave. Sometimes when you are trying to sleep, you will hear or see things moving, shadows, as also sometimes hear them getting into your cars. If you definitely want stuff to happen, the spirits don't like when you move the rocks around or build dams or chop their wood. You can also see a few chimneys around 30 feet high, and you can also climb them and sometimes find ore hundreds of years old. Bensalem. What's this called? Grounden Manor. This is Ben Franklin's cousin's house. Story goes that he tested his kite here a few times. Sightings have been seen of Ben flying his kite. Also in the woods is a trench from a war. If you go back into the trench late at night, you can hear battle noises. I would do that. Because I would want to see Ben Franklin flying his kite.
Mm-mm. sitting over there in the field. Crazy. I don't want to see no apparitions.
Why? You don't want to see Ben Franklin?
Over and realize that I can see him. I assume that Benjamin Franklin would be an intelligent haunting. He'd look over and see me, see I can see him. Next thing you know,
what?
He fly towards me with a swiftness.
With his flight, with his kite.
Yeah.
Ben Salem, Strayer College. Heard of that. Formerly Eastern State School and Hospital. I don't like that. Rumored to be haunted due to unfair treatment and killing of patients. If you go into patient's room, the doors will slam shut and trap you in. When you walk down the halls, you can sometimes see a figure following you of a man. Mysterious fourth floor said to be life-threatening and extremely haunted. If you go into the morgue, it's very cold and feels like there's a fan on you with no windows in sight.
I don't like that either.
Ben Salem, Target, Nashmany. The electronics stock room is rumored to be haunted by an old Indian burial ground beneath its floors. Employees have seen boxes move on their own, felt freezing cold air and disturbing presence when left alone inside the room overnight. Wow. What's this? Bentleyville, Bentworth Elementary Center. When the school was being built 2 years ago, a roofer fell off the roof and died. Some students have reported seeing a strange man walking along the roof. The night janitors have reported hearing someone walking on the second floor in the roof.
I'm not going to be a night janitor, man.
Berks, Pennsylvania. Reading. Reading Health South Rehabilitation Hospital. Used to be the Reading Rehabilitation Hospital. People reported many happenings, noises, lights, and turning off, etc. Okay. Burnville, Pennsylvania. Penn Valley Hotel. Unexplainable sounds have been heard inside the Penn Valley. Built around 1854, the long frame building has served as a country inn and roadhouse and was used as a stagecoach stop in the last century. Very unsettling sounds can be heard inside. Footsteps above the floor above. There is no floor above. Pots and pans rattling, muffled sounds of children playing, and rooms lights turning off and on in front of your eyes. The whir of the cash register in the drawer opening and the ring of a bell. Dirty dishes placed in a sink when just minutes before all the dishes were cleaned and put away. I don't like that.
Was all the dishes cleaned and put away?
Yeah, I ain't with that.
I wouldn't get down. I would eat
no,
a feast.
You clean the dishes and put them away, and when you come back, they're dirty again.
With what?
They're dirty.
What meal was made?
Oh, they're dirty.
Then explain to me what they was dirty with. That means somebody had to go in my refrigerator. Okay? That means somebody was cooking in my pots and pans. And then they ate a meal.
Bethlehem. Old Holy Infancy School. Girl was
in a town called Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm. Girl was putting up disco ball. She was putting up a disco ball in the auditorium, and somehow the rope got wrapped around her
neck. Because she was hanging up a disco ball.
And she choked to death, and now her ghost is seen by some kids at school. So this is why people think our school is haunted. Also, a kid drowned when our school had a swimming pool. Wow.
I don't believe that.
Bethlehem, Lehigh University. The library is haunted by an elderly man.
Oh, my God. That's right up there with the old lady and the kid.
Bethlehem again. Moravian College. The college is very old, dating back to the 1700s. The school has a lot of history behind it. It was a seminary for girls in the 1800s and supposedly served as a hospital. There is supposed to be a nurse that is the spirit of a nurse wandering the halls. Also, one of the janitors was in the basement one night and saw a wounded man, walking aimlessly. He was wearing a bandage on his head and arm. Also, strange lights have been seen there. Bethlehem, what is this? Moravian College again. Alpha Sigma Tau Sorority House. The story goes that when this house was an estate, the maidservant, Alicia, got pregnant from the owner of the house. When he discovered her pregnancy, he threw her down the stairs, which no longer exists, although remnants can be seen in an upstairs closet, running from the attic to the kitchen. Alicia still haunts the house to this day. Noises have been heard throughout the house. The attic's light where Alicia lived mysteriously goes on and off. The attic is just storage. Currently. Bedroom lights go on and off unexpectedly. Pictures of men are often turned around or covered. One sister had a male friend visit overnight. During the night, she was awoken by the bed shaking, only to see him fast asleep. She also felt cold in the air. Cold in the air in her ear, and no one was there, nor any window, possibly unrelated to Alicia. One fish tank would leak in every room except when placed in the middle living room. A few years ago, several boys tried to spend the night in the attic. At 2 a.m., they ran out screaming and never explained what terrified them. They refused to return to the house. Wow. Now, this is Bethlehem Arabian College. What is it? Communist Hall. This whole place is haunted. At night, you can see a light going back and forth across the top floor of this hall. It is said to be the ghost of the gentleman the hall is named after. Now, in March 2007, they said additional information. Every year, Moravian College celebrates Halloween with haunted houses and parties. One year, a haunted tour was given with real and fake stories told along the route. As the tour was given, a friend was instructed to go ahead and turn off the basement lights for a walk through Communist Hall. This was to give a more spooky effect. Three times he tried the lights, and all three times he watched the switch turn back on. After that, he abandoned the task and went back to the group. As the group descended to walk through the basement, and one of the members of the group hesitated. He was blind, and his guide dog was leading him. According to the man, the dog was signaling danger and trying to stop him from venturing into the basement. There was no visible danger, yet the dog was very reluctant and tried diligently to stop them from going to the basement. After the tour, the man explained that his dog never did that before and was unsure what such of a reaction was caused by no one on the tour. But no one on the tour noticed anything suspicious in the basement. But the dog know what it was.
Okay.
The dog know what it was. They don't play that. Dogs and animals don't play that anyway. Especially horses.
They got that sense.
Yeah.
Cats.
Yo, this whole Moravian College is haunted because now they're doing Moravian College in Bethlehem, the music building. Once known as the Single Sisters House, the spirit of the Revolutionary War nurse haunts these grounds. Students have felt cold spots, seen her figure, and felt as if being watched. Doors also have opened and closed on their own accord, and footsteps have been heard when no mortal has made them. Wow, here we go again. Moravian College Raw Dormitory. In the 60s, three people hung themselves on the basement floor, also known as the pit. What? It is haunted by these three ghosts. This floor is closed off at all times except Halloween when they open it for the big haunted house. You remember they just said that. Moravian College again, Willem Dormitory. At night, weird noises that are a mixture of banging and scratching coming from the walls. The walls are cement, so it cannot have been coming from the next room. Bethlehem. The Sun Inn, now a restored museum and restaurant built prior to the Revolution and visited by many luminaries of that era. The Moravian Shad built tunnels to use it in case of hostile Indian attacks. The existence of these tunnels has been substantiated by several witnesses. One of the entrances in this cellar of the inn, according to legend, Brother Albrecht hid some treasures and wine in a secret room. His ghost guards the treasure. Cold spots and feelings of presence have been reported. I'm breaking in there for that.
Hey, you stranger, but take heed of what awaits the sin of greed. Those who take but do not earn must pay dearly in their turn. J.K. Rowling taught me that at a young age, okay?
You believe that? Well, taking out of there, huh?
You ain't taking nothing out of that place. Huh? You'll find death long before you find treasures.
Wow, that's what you believe?
Yeah, you don't steal from place. What?
Yeah.
Even on that fake corny book, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, they stole that woman's nickels off her, or her quarter, her silver dollars off her eyes at her funeral when she came back that night. Who's got my coins? It was a toe in a graveyard. She said, where's my toe? You don't do things like that. That's stealing.
Okay. Moving on.
I'm a dead person. That's bold.
Birdsboro, Cavada's Restaurant. This restaurant used to be a private residence that was built in the 1700s. There are 3 floors in the building, but tourists are only allowed on the first 2. Employees of the restaurant have reported everything being moved around when they come to work in the morning. On the second floor, if you stand by the steps to the 3rd floor, you can hear whistling. There are even documented photos of the ghosts. Bloomsburg University, Haas Center for the Arts, ghost of an old ballet dancer who performed in Bloomsburg. His name is Ned. Okay. Bloomsburg again is the university, Delta Phi Epsilon House. There have been reports of a woman who haunts this house. She has tapped people on the shoulder and pushed people down the stairs. She also moves objects around you, and you can hear her at night. Don't push me down the stairs. Wow. Bloomsburg, the Irondale Inn. A bed and breakfast on the site of an old plantation is said to have 3 ghost hauntings. One case in which the old woman has gone around the halls, closing doors behind the guests. A large heating vent leading into the basement is believed to be the home to these specters. The current occupants discovered soon after moving there some of these events. One weekend after coming home from a trip, the lid to the hot tub was removed and the kitchen door was mysteriously open with nothing missing from inside. Bloomsburg again. Old Turkey Hill Inn. That's from Turkey Hill Ice Cream. You know that? Huh?
Turkey Hill's from there?
Yeah. In the early 80s, my family rented this beautiful old home. We were told that the owner's mother died in the upstairs room. See, that's what you're supposed to do. Tell somebody when something happens like that in the house and give me a choice to stay the night or rent it. You know? Yeah. You know?
Let me know. Then well, I can... But no, don't let me know, because there's an... I don't
know. No, if they let you know, you might say, no, I don't want that.
No, that's the problem. If you let me know, I most definitely will say no. And you will not receive my patronage.
Well, that's what they said. She let them know.
Well,
because she said we were told that the owner's mother died in the upstairs room, right off the stairs. You can still smell her perfume and hear her walking at night in the guest house, the front enclosed porch, and the rocking chair would rock, and the room was all airtight. The attic door would never stay closed, so my father would wedge a knife in the top of the door. Every Monday morning, the knife would be neatly placed on the step inside the door. Us boys were way too short to reach it. Bluebell, Pennsylvania. The Waychurch office. There has been sightings of a woman roaming the last floor of this previous home, made into a real estate office. There has also been noises and open doors seen, but no one has been hurt. Blue Mountain. Bake Oven Knob. Located on the Kittany Ridge at the border between Lehigh and Carbon County, Bake Oven Knob is a rocky outcrop on the mountain. According to many sources, there are odd occurrences in the forest. Noises and whispers are a common thing, and are rumored to be the spirit of a hiker who fell off the rocks. At some points, people have even reported the forest getting extremely dark, even just a few feet, and wow, it is still light. Boiling Springs. Boiling Springs Lake. Ghosts can be seen at night walking around the lake. One is very common. She is called the Night Walker. She will walk around the lake and sit on a bench. It looks like she is waiting for someone to come see her. That don't sound too bad.
I don't want to be the one she look up. Did you see a man come by here? No, madam, I did not.
You probably don't even know she a ghost, so...
I don't know if you know her, but I know. So that's too much, even for me.
Boswell, North Star High. Oh, somebody removed that one. Braddock. J. Edgar Thompson Steelworks. This site across the river from Kennywood Park is haunted by the ghost of a British soldier who was killed by the French and Indians during General Braddock's campaign of 1755. George Washington observed many of the unfortunate wretches when he organized the retreat of the survivors. Brandy Camp, Gravity Hill. There is a hill where you put your car in neutral at the bottom of the hill, and if you shut your car off, you can hear horses galloping and your car starts to move uphill and you can hear horse hooves against the pavement. That don't sound too bad. Bristol County, behind the Grundy Memorial Library in the Delaware River. The ghost is reported to be the ex-king of Spain looking for his long-lost girl that is missing. People have seen this ghost on a rowboat with a lantern in his hand, calling out to his long-lost girl. In 1960, before the Grundy Memorial Library was built, there was a house which lived a woman who said that she had been seeing a strange figure on the rowboat by her house, calling out to some strange name. He looking for his girlfriend. His girl. Bristol. King's Inn. Chairs and silverware move themselves, as well as lamps and doors slamming. Pictures fly off the wall, and the apparition of a man has been spotted there. Bristol. St. James's Episcopal Cemetery. There are many ghosts that haunt this place, including a ghost of a witch. You like that, don't you? There's a chair that sits right next to the tombstone of Merritt P. Wright called the Witch's Chair. Legend has it that if you sit in the chair at midnight in the month of October, you will feel the hands of a witch encircling you. Would you like that?
I don't want her to encircle me, but that's because it's October. That's around that time when the veil is thin. So she probably can come back, but I don't want her to encircle me. Like, if you was a real witch, I want you to put me down. Okay, like, what's wrong with y'all in the world? Y'all don't want magic.
Well, Broadtop Cemetery. Statue at Mockingbird Hill said to yodel and glow at night. Sights of a small dog called Binks roams the woods. Just yodeling.
Yodeling.
Yeah, but who wants to hear that?
I like the sound of yodeling.
I mean, just for what?
Just at the top. Yodeling. And I'm just sitting in my car. Right. Kill it.
Now, Bryn Mawr. Bryn Mawr College.
You want to be pushed up a hill by a horse and chair. Put your car in neutral and them horses could vanish into a puff and you go sliding back down the hill and crash into a tree and be in a 4-month coma.
Bryn Mawr College. A student, Lillian, haunts Marion Hall. She went here in the beginning of this century. She believed she had leprosy. Although the doctors could find nothing wrong with her, to cure herself, she took a bath in kerosene and knocked a lantern into the bathtub. She is said to have been run screaming in flames down the hall. Wow, girl. Wow, that is much. You hear me? Just running down the hall in flames. Buckingham. Gravity Hill. If you stop your car, didn't we already do that? If you stop your car and put it in neutral, yeah, we already did that. Bucks County, Black Bass Hotel, and Lumberville on the river. Many haunts in the old hotel, including a woman in white who walks the halls and has been seen in the guest room with a pearl-handled revolver in her lap. Also, old hands and original innkeeper who was stabbed to death in a tavern brawl by immigrant cannel workers. The pool of the blood of the tavern floor has been known to appear on several occasions. Bucks County Community College, located 15 miles southeast of Newton. A ghost of a woman has been reported to haunt Tyler Hall on the campus. The ghost is believed to be the ghost of the former administrator, Stella Tyler. I don't want to hear nothing about no former, like, people that was, like, working in the school. Because I don't know if they were nice or, like, you know what I'm saying?
You never know nobody's personal business. They could have all been hateful monsters.
Wow.
The dean used to paddle them kids.
Yeah, you know, they used to be mean, just walking.
Sister who used to slap you about. You missed your ABC or your 1, 2, 3.
Wow. Bucks County, Dark Hollow Road.
I'm not getting on that. That sounds like where the Headless Horseman rides.
The remains of a physically abusive school teacher, see?
See?
See? Were found in a schoolhouse 100 years after his death. The entire road is haunted. Mysterious lights have been reported flickering and moving around. Bucks County, Warminster Volunteer Ambulance Corps. Sounds of doors opening when there is no one around to open the doors. Moans coming from the ambulance bays. Faces of people in the back of the ambulance. Give me one. Lights hooked up to... Wait a minute. What did it say? Lights hooked up to light sensors going on when there is no one in the room to turn them on. See that? Buckingham. You heard of Buckingham, Pennsylvania? Open that. Hansel Road. Located 2 blocks from Hollingkong Road, an old man is seen walking up and down the road, and a glowing light comes out of the woods, hovers over the road, then disappears back into the woods. I don't see the problem with the old man. Do you?
I don't want no ghosts around me. What don't you get? Okay, I don't want to see nothing.
You funny. Talk all that stuff.
Let me say what I want to say. Don't mean I mean it. I say a lot of things.
You say a lot of things?
I say a lot of things. Don't mean I mean any of it.
Wow.
Half the time I'm just talking to hear myself talk.
Wow. So, we're on Buckingham, Hollingkong Road. It's a long, narrow, winding road with lots of hills and bridges that is in total darkness. You pass many big houses before you reach a field. There are 2 huge rocks there. Witches haunt the road, and when you try to go back up the hill to leave your car, feels like it's being pulled backwards down the hill. There's lots of fog and strange noises. Bushkill, Pocono Indian Museum. A ghost named Eli has been known to close doors, move objects, and communicate by using objects in the museum. How do they be knowing these ghosts' names?
People just, over time, get a sense. And they just, one person starts calling them that. Next thing you know, everybody's hopping on the bandwagon, calling them George or Peter. I'm not calling you anything but entity that should be
called. Butler County. The Black Cross.
No. That sounds like a Stephen King novel.
No, it sounds like a Stephen King novel. Rumor has it that in the late 1800s, a horrible flu epidemic went through the area of Butler, Kinantang. At the time, there were a bunch of immigrant workers here who all contracted this flu and died. Instead of being buried in individual graves, these immigrants were thrown into a mass grave pit that had been dug out in the woods. An enormous black cross was erected on top. At night, it is told that you can hear unearthly howling at this spot. Also, a strong wind and mist are reported. Butler County, McConnell's Mill State Park. The old mill turned state park is home to many spirits who still roam the hills and slippery rock creek. When the mill was operational, a man who worked there always walked the same path to work. He carried his lunch in a box and a lantern. Rumor is that the man died because of malfunction in the equipment. Some nights, if you park your car right above the mill, the man can be seen walking down the hill to the mill. He goes into the mill. A light seems to be on and screams are heard coming from the mill. There are also the spirit of a caretaker that lived on the property from the early 1930s until his death around 1960. Times, he can be seen chasing people away from the land he loved and took care of. Legend has it that a girl died in an auto accident on the covered bridge that crosses Slippery Rock Creek beside the mill. Stories say she can be summoned by parking your car in the middle of the bridge, turning off the engine and lights, and honking your horn 3 times. She is supposed to appear in your rearview mirror. Natural human reactions is to turn around and look, but she's never there and it disappears from the mirror. Many people have lost their lives in the treacherous Slippery Rock Creek, which is more of a river in the surrounding area. Numerous adventurous young people have drowned in the waters. Several people have perished climbing the rock's huge rock formation. There is no doubt It is one of the most haunted areas in Butler, Pennsylvania. Mm. That's too much. Let me see. Butler County, the Moraine State Park, Burton Road, Snyder Cemetery. Red eyes will chase you out. Also, something else could chase you out. It is Conrad Snyder who is haunting his family's resting place. Why? Don't chase me out. Wow. Butler County again. Summit Township. Elementary School Woods. At night, voices of little children playing can be heard when out where the old railroad tracks used to be in the woods. Also, the old train conductor lantern moves up and down the tracks but disappears when approached. In the early dawn, a train whistle can be heard with no active railroads in the area. What is this? March 2008. This is additional information about it. There are many trains that still run in the area, and anyone that knows the area also knows the trains still run in East Butler and in Butler itself. As far as the lights, it is well known and also documented in the local newspaper, the Butler Eagle, about the phantom train in that area. It seems that some locals have fun and set up train lights and whistles near the crossroads and turn them on as cars and people pass by to see who will stop or look out for the train. There are no tracks anymore. It is pretty humorous for those involved. Well, listen. That was Pennsylvania, and we're not done with Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is very big. But it's our time.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It's our time, and we'll be back.
All right. It's Walter.
Get out of my face, because you wasn't even really... Listen, I'm looking for a new co-host. I'm really looking for a new co-host, because he's draining me. He's killing me softly. Get off the donut. He's killing me softly, and he has to go. He done been here long enough, and his energy is draining me. His energy is really draining me. So... I'm looking for new co-hosts. If you're out there,
I honestly don't know why you just went through all of that, saying all of that to these people. Girl, stop.
We have
already entered into a verbal contract, so this whole thing will be shut down. Okay, so got it.
We will delete
every one of those episodes with my voice in them. Okay. Don't do that.
I'm going to delete them.
Don't make me get a junction for you to delete. I don't want you using my voice. So you and your new co-host make new episodes. I'm skipping jump the ones with my voice on them, including this one.
So you don't want none of your old videos.
No, you don't think you're going to say sassy stuff and then use me. That's what you're doing.
How? Because I want a new co-host?
How? Why?
I just ain't giving me no. Mean.
You are crazy. I can't wait till you play this back. Okay.
I don't want to play it back because I feel disappointed right now.
I don't know why. Because you didn't finish.
No, because we can finish another day.
And like I said, this is Walter.
And Tiki.
Real ghost stories by real people. And she's peering over the phone.
Because I'm looking at it.
Waiting for that 1 hour mark.
So anyway, let me stop playing. But anywho, thanks for listening.
Good day.
We've enjoyed.
Farewell.
Hope you've enjoyed.
And exempt.
We'll be back with part two of Haunted Pennsylvania. And stories we have any more to tell. Leave your messages, your comments, Let us know what you like, what you don't
like. What you doing with your voice? What is that rise and fall? And your messages. Your comments. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. What is that? I didn't like that rise and fall. Try a new voice.
Whatever.
On the next episode.
Bye. Your time's up.